It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. The telephone number is on your screen. Please call, and somebody will pray for you and your needs. We always pray for you and your needs. We get the phone calls, we get the letters and emails from so many places, and we pray, and God is doing miracles. So our God is a miracle working God. Okay, today we are going to finish about these two witnesses. In the last program, we learned these two witnesses are Enoch and Elijah. And so there are different people giving their different opinions, but I gave you the Word of God and prove it to you that these are the two people can be witnessing in that time. And time also, I told you, this will be the first 3.5 years tribulation. And how do you know? I gave you the word from Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. When you read that word, it says Elijah will be coming before the great tribulation. The before the great tribulation, that's what the time the Antichrist makes the treaty, like we read in a book of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27. He makes the treaty and he breaks the treaty middle of the tribulation. But before he breaks the treaty, that these two witnesses will be gone. As I said earlier, Antichrist did not have any power over these two witnesses. He could not kill them. 3.5 years he might have tried and tried. But the Word of God says when the time of the ending, 3.5 years, then God allows this Antichrist. And who is this Antichrist? The Word of God says this is the Antichrist who came out of the sea. That's Revelation chapter 9 verse 11 and Revelation chapter 13 verse 3. This is the beast come out of this sea. Now people might be thinking this is a locust or something like that. He is the one coming from the European country. He has to travel through the sea. And the Word of God says sea means the people and nations and lots of people. So he is coming from the sea, and there is another his followers called false prophet. He comes from the earth, and the dragon, which is their boss, they have their own trinity. It's called evil trinity. Dragon is their boss. Antichrist comes from this sea, and he is called Antichrist. And the false prophet helps the Antichrist. But when these two witnesses were witnessing, dragon could not do anything, Antichrist could not do anything, or the false prophet, they were not able to kill these people until the time was ended. When the time was ended, we read in the book of Revelation chapter 11, verse 7, Antichrist killed them and overpowered them. But in this same chapter, doesn't say anywhere that these two witnesses wounded him. But we see in Revelation chapter 13, verse 3, he says, the Word of God says, his deadly wound was healed. Now, many preachers and many people think that this Antichrist was killed and died, and then he rose again because he was wounded. But I don't believe that. Why? Because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the only one conquered the death, and there is none can conquer the death. Not only that, death is a devil. Devil caused the death. So Jesus Christ overcome and death and swallow the death. So if the Antichrist does the same thing, then what Jesus Christ did, people will say it's nothing what Jesus did. So he will never be able to come out of the grave or come out of the dead bodies. The word of God simply says his deadly wound was healed. Now, what kind of wound? Some people say, well, maybe in a modern time they will be using gun or the laser or whatever. But we see these two witnesses, they didn't have any stick. We didn't read they have stick. Only their description was given. They were wearing sackcloth and giving the testimony and preaching or prophesying. And we know the weapon was given to them. They can breathe or they can blow on somebody, and from their mouth the fire will come and kill the people. So if I have the proof from the word of God that fire coming out of their mouth and they can kill the people, I believe when they send the fire from their mouth to the Antichrist, maybe like a laser beam, and that went to his forehead, made a wound, and that went up to his brain, and maybe he was ready to die. They might take him to the hospital. He might be in the coma. They might have said he is almost dead now. But the word of God says deadly wound was healed. So he didn't die. So what happened after he came out of this deadly wound and people start praising him, he's a great one, nobody can fight with him. Then he fought with these two witnesses. He fought with these two witnesses, they died. And then they were not allowing these two witnesses to bury. And many people will think it's a sorrowful thing that the dead bodies are lying on that street. And the word of God says, what was that street? Where was that street? That street was in Jerusalem where the Jesus Christ was crucified. And if you remember, the word of God said Jesus Christ was crucified, there was a road, pathway, and people were walking and coming and mocking Jesus Christ. So the same way these dead bodies are lying on the same place where the Jesus Christ was crucified. And that place they are saying in spiritually Sodom and Gomorrah or the Egypt. And as we know, Egypt called the sinful city or sin. So these people were lying among all the sinners. But one thing they did, they preached the gospel, they preached the truth, and they witnessed to the people. And I believe, according to the Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, Elijah did the job, preaching and bringing fathers to the son and sons to the father. And the word of God says, if they don't do, then the curse will come. So I believe many, many people got saved. I don't see any person, Christian, backslidden, or Jewish person was killed in these first 3.5 years. How do we know? Because we read in the book of Revelation chapter 7, many people came out of the tribulation, and the angel said to John, do you know where these people came from? He said, I don't know. He said, these are the people came from great tribulation. That means first 3.5 tribulation, nobody died. Only people died who were causing problem to these two witnesses. And those are the people, these two witnesses were able to kill them by fire and by famine or by making the water to blood. And so many enemies died. But not a backslidden Christian or not a Jewish person. And at that time, the enemy was not giving 666 number. Why? Because, as I said earlier, these two witnesses did not allow his power to work. Just like I said earlier, until the church is here, Antichrist cannot reveal. Antichrist has no power over the church. Jesus Christ says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That's why the Antichrist cannot come until the church is on the earth. The same way, as long as these two witnesses were witnessing, Antichrist had no power to destroy them. But the end of the 3.5 years, they were killed, and their bodies were there, and they were dancing, rejoicing the people and giving gifts to the whole world, and the worldly people were rejoicing. And they said why they were rejoicing? Because of these two witnesses, because they gave us hard time, they tormented us, they were giving us hard time, and that's good that they died, and that's why we are happy, and we are not going to allow them to be buried. And 3.5 days they were on that street. But I think this was the God's purpose. God wanted these people to be resurrected. Same time, we do not read in the Bible that they were smelling, or somebody wounded, somebody kicked them, or somebody did some thing to them. Once they were killed, nobody was able to do anything. They were just busy with the dancing and rejoicing and sending the gifts, but nobody touched their bodies. Nobody touched, or nobody even buried. And that was a good thing. No decaying, no smell, nothing. They were just like sleeping. After 3.5 days, the voice comes from heaven, and then God tells them, come up, and they will be gone. And so when they will be gone, that's the time Antichrist shows his power. As I said, he was not able to show his power as long as these 3.5 years the witnesses are there. But as soon as he defeats them and they were taken up, then the Antichrist shows his power. You have to read in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and start reading from 13, book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 3, 4, 5, and in those scriptures we'll read that the dragon, or the serpent, or the devil, gives him power. To whom? The Antichrist. And he gives power for 3.5 years. So see now, first 3.5 years, God gives the power to these two witnesses, and they finish their job, and then the devil, the dragon, gives power to Antichrist, and he gives power also for 3.5 years. And so you can see 7 years fits very well. First 3.5 years, the witnesses were witnessing. Antichrist was not able to do any his power. What he was doing? He was organizing. He was going country to country, showing that I'm a good guy. I am coming. I have no arrow. I have the bow, but I'm not fighting. And I'm coming on a white horse. So I am organizer. I'm going to help you, to everybody, to build your church, build your temple. Christian people I'll help, Muslim people I'll help, let's have one religion, and we are going to have an economy also good, so everybody will be having good business. But that's the time when the Antichrist receives his power from the devil. That's the time he tells the people, take my mark. And false prophets helps him and to promote this 666 number. At that time, there is no preacher, there is no prophet, prophets are gone, witnesses are gone, and then you will be reading in that particular time, 3.5 years time, even the devil is a little bit given power for 3.5 years by his boss, and he will be working by full force. But at the same time, we will be learning that God sends his wrath from heaven. Even though this first 3.5 years, God was pouring his wrath. And last 3.5 years, even the devil will be doing his job, but the God's wrath will be pouring on them. We will be learning more about the Great Tribulation. But the point I'm making here, the Great Tribulation starts only when these two witnesses are gone. And how do you know? As I said, Revelation chapter 13 verse 4 you read. It says the dragon gives the power to Antichrist. And he gives the power to Antichrist for 3.5 years. So when he gets his power, that's the time he is going to attack the left behind people. Because I told you, first 3.5 years, nobody was killed. The Jewish person or the backslidden Christian was not killed. But the second 3.5 years, devil will be giving marks. If you don't take the marks, they will be killed. And millions and billions of people without the number will be gathered to heaven. And so we see this Antichrist will be revealed after these first 3.5 years. But he will be there from the beginning of the 7 years period. He comes for three and a half years, nice guy, good guy, friendly man, doesn't do harm to anybody. But as soon as he kills these two witnesses, he feels so powerful. And then we read that in Revelation chapter 13, it says, who will make war with him? He is the greatest, because he was able to defeat these two witnesses. Then he said he can defeat anybody. And that's why he started doing his power in the last 3.5 years. But in Malachi, as we read, these two witnesses comes before the Great Tribulation. And the Great Tribulation starts, as I said, when the Antichrist receives his power from the devil. So the devil is the boss, Antichrist is his followers, and the false prophet is his helper. They have their own trinity. But I'm not teaching about the book of Revelation. I'm just giving you the message that who are these two witnesses are. And I prove it to you from the word of God. They are Enoch and Elijah. And they are there in the earlier 3.5 years, because as soon as the church is gone, the Antichrist is revealed. And as soon as the Antichrist is revealed, the two witnesses are there to harass him and his kingdom. And he was not able to do anything. End of the 3.5 years, he was able to kill them. But the word of God says, nobody was able to bury them. And that was a good thing, because God wanted to take them to heaven. And as soon as they went to heaven, as I said again, I'm just repeating so we will not forget, book of Revelation chapter 13, reading from verse 3 to 5, we see that deadly wound was healed. We don't hear and read anywhere where he got his deadly wound. But I believe in my heart that these two witnesses had the power to make a war with him, even though God allowed him to win. But God allowed these witnesses to wound him as a very deadly wound on his head. And so his wound was healed, and that's the time he made a war with them and killed them. And that's the time God took them up after 3.5 days, and then the Antichrist starts his ruling. And that we read in the book of Daniel chapter 9 verse 27. he breaks the treaty in the middle of the tribulation or middle of the 7 weeks. 7 weeks, 7 years. First 3.5, two witnesses. And last 3.5, Antichrist works in the great tribulation. So now you know. Now this last 3.5 years called the great tribulation. And Jesus Christ talked about this Antichrist coming and defiling the temple. Daniel tells about how he's going to come and defile the temple. And we learn in the book of Revelation that he will be coming and stop the sacrifice. And we read in 2 Thessalonians, Paul also warns this Antichrist, this devil, will be defiling the temple or coming and destroying many. But the church won't be there. And so many people are thinking, oh, church will be there in a great tribulation. Now let's see, when this Antichrist is there and are giving the number 666 and people not taking number, they will be killed, and the people taking number, they will be doomed. Why God wants us to be in that tribulation? And even the first 3.5 years mild, why God wants us to be there? Many people are believing sometimes we might be in the middle of the tribulation of first 3.5 years, we will be there. But we don't have to be there, because church, if the church doesn't go, Antichrist cannot come. If the treaty is not signed, the two witnesses cannot come. When the treaty is broken, only after the two witnesses are killed and they go to heaven, and then the tribulation starts. So this is called the Great Tribulation. In the Great Tribulation, what other things are happening, we will be learning later on. There are several things will be happening. For example, we read in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, the man-child was taken up, and that man-child represents the bride. So the bride is taken up, that's the time Antichrist reveals. When the Antichrist reveals, these two witnesses are revealed. When the two witnesses finish, and they're dead and rise again, and they go to heaven, then according to the Revelation chapter 13 verse 14, the devil, the dragon, gives power to Antichrist. And who is this Antichrist? Revelation chapter 9 verse 11, Revelation 13, chapter 13 verse 3. He's the one that's beast, and that beast is called Antichrist. And so Antichrist will be showing his greater power in the 3.5 years, because he says that the dragon gives him power for 3.5 years, 42 months, that's 3.5 years. So that means this 3.5 years great tribulation, and before the great tribulation, these two witnesses will be finishing their job. So I try to tell you as the best way as I know. But if you have any questions, you can write to us, you can email us, you can call us. I'll be more than happy to talk with you, pray with you, and minister to you. This is my job, preparing the church for his soon coming and making people ready for the Christ to come. And so next time we will be reading what will be happening in the great tribulation when the devil gives power to Antichrist, and that 3.5 years, what other things will be happening? Why? Because end of the tribulation, Christ comes. So we will be learning that later on, end of the tribulation, when Christ comes, what things will be happening. So these are the things I'm going to tell you. And so please tell others, tune into this program. Not only that, if you want these copies, go to our website. If you don't find it in the website, write to us and we'll be more than happy to give it to us. This is all free. You just have to give some money for postage and handling. That's all. So God is good to us. He's giving me grace to explain to the people who do not know the truth or who do not know the revelation. There are very few people are reading the revelation. They are scared. They don't want to read. They say the curse will come if you interpret wrong, or if you do not do it right, the curse will come. But we don't have to worry. We are the one who is doing according to the will of God. Whatever God has revealed us from the Word of God, we are reading and explaining. So, time is almost gone. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. So please, first of all, call upon God and say, Lord, I want to give my heart to you. I don't want to be in this great tribulation. I don't want to take these 666 numbers. I don't want to go to hell. Hell is for eternity. I want to live for you. So only chance you have, today the door of the grace of God is open. Jesus Christ said, oh heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. So please call upon Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, please save me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now if you prayed this prayer in your private time, God has already saved you. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all these listeners and the people who are watching on TV. Let them know there is someone is concerned about them. I pray for them. If there is somebody sick, afflicted, or having some disease or some problem in their family or finances, bless them and supply their needs. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. I believe this program will be helpful to you. Please call us or write to us. Thank you and God bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.